some Nashville public housing residents on dialysis will soon have their treatments delivered to their doorstep. The first class of technicians trained to provide in-home dialysis graduated last week from the Metro Development and Housing Agency's job training program. As WPLN's Chris St. Clair reports, it marks a step toward eliminating the long journeys made by patients each week.
About 200 Nashville public housing residents need dialysis 3 times a week. The procedure, which filters waste from the blood when the kidneys no longer work, is a vital but time-consuming process for patients. MDHA made a big dent in travel time last year when it partnered with a private healthcare provider to open a dialysis clinic in North Nashville's Preston Taylor Apartments. But for some residents in other parts of the city, getting to and from the clinic is still an all-day ordeal.
Not only do they sit in the clinic waiting for a ride for an hour, 2 hours, then they sit in traffic for an hour, 2 hours. And they already have been on the machine for 4 hours, and they have already spent 2 hours coming to the clinic. So that is the entire day.
That's Keisha Gray, one of the 3 women who graduated last week from MDHA's training program at Sanderling Renal Services. Gray and her colleagues are all MDHA residents. They spent the last year and a half learning how to provide dialysis in their patients' homes, which are currently being retrofitted to accommodate the equipment. The clinic now employs 14 residents and hopes to grow their staff to as many as 100 in the coming years to meet current demands. Right now, there is a waiting list for new patients. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chris St. Clair.